Okay, hello, this is Professor Tufano, and this will be an audio podcast introduction to public speaking speech for the fall of 2020. Now, it may be applicable to other semesters, but I'm recording this in August of 2020 in preparation for the fall semester. So I teach this course at multiple colleges, but the public speaking or public address speech class, I use the same syllabus and I approach the teaching from the same perspective, regardless of which class or school I am at instructing. So if you have the syllabus in front of you, if not, maybe pause and get it because I'm just going to do a quick, I'll begin with a quick overview of the syllabus. And then at the end of that quick overview of the syllabus, I will provide some more instruction guidelines as well. So this is depending upon what college and where, but most of this, in fact, everything that I talk about in regards to syllabus will be the same. So you have my phone number there, 909-472-6302 for texting, if you need to text me. If you send me an email and I do not respond within maybe 2 days, just text me and say, hey, I sent you an email. Can you check it or something like that? Okay. And then if you're on Twitter, my Twitter handle is AT Professor. And I post some interesting things there. Not every day, but a couple times a week for sure. And some of that would be probably helpful for the course. Okay, so we have the course description, student learning outcomes, and although they're slightly different for the different schools, they are would make sense that they'd have to be, very very similar as well. So we could do the Citrus College one, the course description. Introductory course and speaking skills, including the selection, preparation, delivery of speeches for various audiences and situations. The goal will be the achievement of ethical, purposeful, and effective public speaking. And then for the NARCO class, again, these are very similar. The course prepares students to compose and present a minimum of 4 speeches, which also the Citrus syllabus would also indicate, including informative persuasive presentations in front of live audience. Emphasis will include different purposes of speaking, types of speeches, organizational patterns, topic choice and audience adaptation, rhetorical principles, development and support of sound reasoning and argument, theories of persuasion, application of ethics in public speaking, listening skills, and theory and principles of effective delivery. So there isn't really much difference between those things. Between those different descriptions. The Citrus College Student Learning Outcomes. It says effectively research, organize, compose, deliver, and analyze speeches for different purposes for diverse audiences, and demonstrate scholarly behavior in all classroom interactions. And then the NARCO Student Learning Outcomes, again, these are very similar. Effectively and ethically deliver speech developed with sound reasoning and credible evidence while managing anxiety. Effectively and ethically listen and analyze speeches. So, as you can tell, these not only is the course description and the learning outcomes very similar, in fact, they both will transfer to CSU and the CU system as well. So, they'd have to be very close in course description and also learning outcomes. Okay, so the textbook is the same for all classes. It is the Public Speaking Handbook, sixth edition. The sixth edition, BB and BB, and they get the 2019 is the copyright date. Now I know that The it's you can use a hard cover book or you can use an ebook, and I know there are previous editions that may work, and but I'm obligated to tell you, you do need to get the textbook or have the textbook and some type of electronic version, because you will have to read every chapter in the textbook, and it's going to be really hard to read if you don't have it. So get it as soon as possible. Don't wait until the third week of September. Sometimes students will not have the book or access to a book until halfway through the semester, which means you will have a difficult time learning prior to reading, because it is very important to read before we discuss the information. And so reading is necessary. Discussions about the readings are necessary. So please get the book as soon as possible. And I know that students often ask me where to get the book. And in some cases, the bookstore has it, not a problem. In other cases, they don't. And in some cases, they actually don't sell you a book. They sell you a code that is normally in some plastic saran wrap and a piece of cardboard. And then it gives you the web address and then a code to be able to go onto the computer and either download the book or get cloud access to the book. You could Google the book, and in some cases you'll find it on the different for sale websites out there, applications. So have to have the book and you have to read the book. Okay, moving on to page two, other necessary readings, listenings, and viewings. Read the United States Constitution, California State Constitution. This is very important. Our course will focus on public policy. And you will need to know something about the United States Constitution. The California State Constitution would be a bonus if you can read the Federalist Papers or any writings or readings on the Constitution would be fabulous as well. Watch the news, read news stuff, do the best you can to engage in the news and news stuff. Many of you, maybe most of you, are not used to watching or listening to news or reading news. And so, for those of you that aren't that excited about public policy or politics, this may be a bit of a challenge, but I know that you can do it. So, you don't need to totally disconnect from all of the other kinds of information that you like to either look at or listen to. Or read, but just add reading newspapers. Of course, you'll do that at the newspaper website, and listen to the news. You could do that on your radio, on your XM or satellite radio, and then you could watch the news, the various news broadcasts, and then, or you could DVR them, or you can go on the YouTube and probably catch up on some of the daily news. But do the best you can to start engaging in news. Now, be careful not to engage in opinions about the news. I really want you to focus on news or newsy stuff, and much less on the opinion stuff, because it's hard sometimes to decipher or discern the difference between news and someone's opinion about news. So we'll talk a lot about that throughout the semester, but do the best you can to focus on news. So it should be news should provide you information, and then you form your opinions about people and ideas based upon reliable, honest information that should be called news. However, if the information you're getting from the so-called news people is basically their opinion, then you will then be forming your opinion based on their opinion versus forming your opinion based upon reliable and honest information, which we normally would call news. So do your best not to get your news from Facebook or Twitter or any place else that you can, whatever other social media outlets you use, because they filter information and they will decide what you should see and what you shouldn't. It's called censorship. And then they will spin the information oftentimes to their favorite perspective and then send it out. So do the best you can to get information that's not spun spun to make you feel a certain way. You should do the best you can to get reliable, honest information, news, and then you could decide to spin it yourself. You could decide to apply your feelings to it. That's the way it should be. Ultimately, if you're going to make strong arguments for or against certain public policies, you don't really want to be making them based upon your opinion of someone's opinion. Okay, in short, know what's going on locally, within the state, within the country, within the world, to the best of your ability. Course requirements, read before each time we meet for our Zoom class meetings. Participate and attend regularly. Complete homework. And then there'll be some quizzes and examinations. Okay, I'm moving on. I'm still on page 2. Political commentary essays. You'll do 2 of those. And watch a TV news show. I think I put in there, or an opinion broadcast, mainly because it may be difficult to find a straight news show without the people disguising their opinion as news. So if you must use an opinion broadcast show, you can do that. But do the best you can to use news. And so you're going to find something that has been broadcasted. If you watch it live, you can DVR record it, or you can go to the different news websites and look for videos of things that they talked about. So basically, you're going to find some type of discussion between a host and a guest, and then you're going to take a position based upon the host or guest's position. So you could be for or against something that they talk about, and then you'll analyze that and you'll do an essay. And the information is in the syllabus on the criteria for that. So focus on current information within the past 10 days, things that are being discussed in the public square. Always do the best you can to stay current with public policy discussions. Okay, exams and quizzes. There are 4 quizzes, 20 points apiece. And then one final exam at 40 points. And those will be done on the Canvas. And you have a window of an hour to complete those. So when you're looking at the course calendar and then you go on Canvas and look at the assignments, be aware that the exams, give more time, but for the quizzes, you only have 1 hour to complete them. My advice would be to open up a Word document and then answer the quiz in a Word, and then cut and paste and drop that into the Canvas. And then I also would save the Word document in a folder somewhere, which would, on your computer. So, but be aware that there's the date and the time limit for those examinations. Because once the window closes, then whatever you wrote is all you get. So I can't extend that window. Now the good news is, if you look in the course calendar, the 4 quizzes, I give you the chapters that the quiz is based on. And to be successful, really what you have to do is just go to the back of the chapter in the study guide. And typically there's 1, 2, or 2, 3 essays, and I will choose one of those, and then there's a bunch of terms. So to do well on the quiz and also the final exam, Write down all the key terms at the end of that specific chapter. Again, I'm only quizzing you on four of the 18 chapters. So for those four chapters, you will have to memorize all the terms that are in that study guide section. I will pick five for the quiz, and you will have to look at the two or three essays in that study guide section, and I will pick one of those essays for each of those chapters as part of the quiz. So the quiz consists of writing a three or four paragraph essay based upon one of those thought-provoking questions, and then also defining five of the terms. So although you only have an hour to complete that, you could easily define all those terms in advance. You could easily either write out all those three or four essays if you wanted to in long form, or you could maybe just kind of put out, type in some tentative thoughts, and then when the quiz opens up, you're basically just gonna cut and paste that and drop that in to the Canvas test window. All right, moving on from examinations and quizzes to speeches. It says you'll present four formal graded speeches throughout the semester for a total talk time of between 23 and 25 minutes. And I must approve all speech topics prior to each presentation. And it's not that I rarely ever restrict what you can talk about. I don't like to do that. I don't even like the thought of that. But as long as you are generally within the range of the type of speech and the form of the speech, that typically I don't restrict topics. So there's four speeches. The first one is a personal experience speech, and then there's an informative speech, and then there are two persuasive speeches, the traditional persuasive speech, and the last persuasive speech is a pro-con persuasive speech. So four formal speeches. They will be presented live on the Zoom during our class meeting times. And there are, it's virtually impossible to make those up because we do need an audience. And so we'll present those when we meet on the class and date times that we meet. So it's going to be very difficult to make up a live speech because we need a live audience when you present. So we can't get the audience to show up just any time. We have to get the audience to show up on the scheduled times. So, and then in regards to presenting, and this would be true of even basic Zoom interaction, you have to make sure that lighting is good, your background is not too busy, we could hear you, and you're well lit, and the camera angle is straight on, not looking up your nostrils or not showing us the top of your head, which I have seen all of those. So during our regular non-speech presentation days when we meet for Zoom with the class, you can have your camera on, you can have your camera off. At least so far, and this is kind of new, only about 10% of students actually will have their camera on, and then we'll see them. If it is a non-speech presentation day, as long as you are there and not having your brother, sister, mother, uncle, stepsister signing in for you, all of that has occurred. Don't know to what degree, but even though your name shows up and there's no picture, it still needs to be you and not a stand-in or a Confederate, okay? So do the best you can to have good sound. You can hear, you could see, we could see you. Now during the regular class meetings, if your background is busy, that's fine. But for the four presentations, make sure that the background is plain or not busy. So of course, some students are in their room and they got all sorts of things hanging and dangling, or they're in the kitchen and there's all sorts of things happening, banging and clanging and those kind of things. My only exception is if you have a dog or a cat, you could have your dog or cat with you. Other than that, don't make your background busy. Okay, and on the presentation days, you need to dress up. Dress professionally for a professional presentation requires a more formal attire. So please take that into consideration on the presentation days. All right, first speech, personal experience speech worth 40 points. You have 4 minutes to tell us a defining personal life experience. The second speech is an informative speech worth 50 points. You have 6 minutes to inform us of a principled position of social relevance. Your third speech is a persuasive speech worth 60 points, and you have a maximum of 7 minutes to persuade us to accept a principled position of social relevance. And then the last speech, you'll partner up or team up with another student, and you will take a positive or negative position, an affirmative or an opposing position on various topics. For instance, we had a lot of speeches about masks, either for or against masks, or government lockdowns, for or against, and those were very popular, and we'll probably have a few of those coming up for the fall. Now also remember, this fall we will either re-elect the current president or elect a new president. So there's opportunity to discuss the people that are running for office in your speeches. And if you're passionate for or against any of them, you can make arguments for or against those peoples that are running. And so the fall will be a very exciting time for some of you. You will be heartbroken at the election, and some of you will be very excited once we determine the president going forward. So feel free to share those views or opinions. I prefer Democratic ideas. I prefer Republican ideas. I prefer Libertarian ideas. So as long as your ideas are either Democratic, Republican, or Libertarian, those will be fantastic ideas to share with all of us. And there's other ideas that you can share that I'm sure are fantastic, but those are the three primary ones that most students will engage in. So if you're a Democrat, fantastic. If you're a Republican, fantastic. If you're a Libertarian, fantastic. And I look forward to hearing all of your various opinions and views on all of the different public policy issues that we will discuss. And all of those views are welcome and appreciated, and we will not we'll just make sure that everyone feels comfortable that they can share their views and their opinions. So it's an important part of our class, and it's an important part of critical thinking for sure. All right, you'll also have to do three outlines, one for the informative speech and then one each for the two persuasive speeches. If you look on page 176 to 178, there's a good example on those three pages. When you email me, if it's outside of Canvas, make sure you put in the subject line which class. I'm teaching the next six classes. So which class and which school, if you would, okay? And then I say here for class participation attendance, whether in one's personal, professional, academic life, it's hard to excel at any endeavor without attending and participating with others. Please review the course calendar before the semester begins to determine if there's any exigent circumstances that will keep you from missing our Zoom meetings or assignments or exams, if you would do that. Okay, then there's a breakdown of the grading. And basically, the maximum points you can get for the semester, 401. If you want to get an A, you need to get 360 points. If you want to get a B, you need to get 320 points. If you want to get a C, get 280. And I don't know why you'd want to get a D, but 240. And anything below 240 is an F. And I don't, but again, you can decide what kind of effort you want to put in and what grade that you would like or need. And unfortunately, at the end of every semester, students just drop out in the middle somewhere, and they never actually go onto the computer and withdraw from the class. And then when I get my final roster and I have to give grades, unfortunately, I give too many Fs for people that just decide to stop attending. And that is, it hurts your GPA, and in some cases, you could be put on academic probation. So for whatever reason, you don't like the class, you don't want the class, you don't need the class, you've changed your mind in any way, just simply go to the computer and take yourself out of the course. Okay, academic honesty. And I assume that if you submit work, you've done it. But I have noticed with the, since we've gone in March, since we transitioned to online stuff, I'm noticing a lot of very polished writings. And it's hard to know if we just have some very exceptional student writers, or it's possible that some students are cutting and pasting and maybe not presenting their own information, but either plagiarizing or cutting and pasting and manipulating someone else's work. So do your own work, because even if you don't get the kind of grade that you want, at least morally, ethically, you can be proud of yourself that you did your own work. And at least in my experience, I've been teaching about 25 years, the times that students have, that I've caught students cheating or plagiarizing, I'm sure that I catch probably very little of it, but whatever percentage I do catch, in those cases, it was mainly because the student was overwhelmed and was behind, and it was a last minute attempt to get an essay or an assignment in, and they decided that instead of just getting a zero for not doing it or getting a lower grade by doing their own work, that they chose to do something dishonest. So I know that 92% of you or more probably wouldn't do that, but I think anyone could probably get into a position where they feel the only way to complete an assignment on time is to cheat. So please don't, okay? Even if you have to take a zero or get a lower grade, you're going to be much better off in your life if you are honest, moral, ethical, and get a lower grade or fail to do something on time rather than cheating, because that would last a long time, especially when you later on think about your past and you get frustrated the fact that you weren't always honest and moral or ethical in regards to your academic work. Okay, so do the best you can to be fair. Okay, there's a whole bunch of other information, particularly about any of the resources that the schools have, and please look at those, and if there's any resource you need that you don't see, email me and I will try to help you. One thing I should have mentioned earlier, but in regards to connecting to Canvas or connecting to Zoom, I'm definitely not the expert on this. I'm old, I'm a dinosaur, and all my kids have grown up and moved out of the house, and sometimes they won't return my call. But I'm not a technological wizard. So sometimes students will say, my Wi-Fi is not working, I can't connect, my camera's not working, or my audio's not working. And to be honest with you, I'm not good at troubleshooting any of that stuff. But we have, for all schools, if you go to the website, there's a click, you could click on the link for technical support. It's right there. And they're really good, they're smart, and they get back to you right away typically. So if you're having any problems with technology, I'm not the person to ask. Now, if you've tried to go through the school website and you've sent emails and you're getting no response, yes, let me know, and then I could put some oil on the squeaky wheel, okay? So, but I'm not the person to ask. Sometimes when we're trying to connect on Zoom, some students' Wi-Fi is not good or their connection is not good, and it's very difficult to communicate under those circumstances. But I'm not the person. At my office, I have Fios, which is very, very good. And at home, I have the ability to plug directly into my router, so I don't even use Wi-Fi. So typically don't have that trouble. But any technical issues, go to the website, click on technical support, okay? All right, I'm on page 4 of the syllabus. Tips on how to do well, or how do I get 280 points and pass the class, right? So that's the most important thing, is passing the class for sure. So don't drop the class if you're having any concerns about it. Maybe you're taking too many classes, maybe you got too much going on. At least talk to me before you do, just in case I can help you work through some of those frustrations. You will have to attend regularly. It doesn't matter if we're meeting in person or meeting online. Regular attendance is important because it's really difficult to learn without interacting with other students and also interacting with the instructors or teachers or professors. In our class, we do talk about public policy, so we will talk about controversial topics, topics that some find very controversial. So do the best you can to respect people's opinions that differ. You will hear ideas, thoughts, from students that you disagree with, in some cases passionately disagree with, and that would be normal. So we're just going to do our best we can to respect different contrary views. Read before we meet on Zoom, and then write down some questions about the readings that we can talk about in class. Challenge your instructor. It doesn't matter if it's me or any teacher you have. Teachers get better only when students engage and challenge them. It's virtually impossible to be an excellent teacher without having students challenge the things that we say and the ideas that we communicate. So if you want to help out not only me, but all your teachers, you must respectfully dissent or disagree from time to time and say why, and then also challenge me, us, your teachers to defend or explain why they formed a certain opinion about whatever the topic is. In the fall of every 4 years, we do have teachers that are also passionate about the current president or the next one that they prefer. And in some cases, they will say things that are irrational. And because they're human, just like we all are, it's okay if you ask them to clarify their opinions or comments or to even disagree and have an open dialogue. I mean, it's where it should happen, which is in a liberal arts academic environment. We should all be able to have an open conversation about these different policies or people, and that helps us all to sharpen our ideas and also helps us to learn from one another. I do my best not to share my preferred political perspective, and that's my perspective, and I just don't think teachers in general should in the classroom. But that, again, that's my opinion. But I do my best to stay as neutral as possible to people and ideas. Okay, so do the best you can to read before class and write your questions down. You have to participate in your education. You can't, I mean, learning isn't about a teacher just telling you something and then, aha, you learn it. You have to read about the ideas. You have to think about the ideas. You have to talk to people about the ideas, and then you have to interact with the teachers, professors, instructors. And all that has the potential to create learning, and that is my teaching philosophy on the top of page five. What's on page five? I don't know exactly where it is in the syllabus. Critical thinking skills are necessary for learning and truly for any other important task or endeavor. You have to critically think about ideas before you make decisions, and that is just true. It doesn't matter if it's public speaking or just your vocation or your family. My vita or my background is listed there. I am also an entrepreneur, business owner, have been for 40 years, writer, author. I've published a few books. I have another one coming out this fall, so I enjoy writing. I've taught at about maybe 10 or 12 colleges. I retired officially from Cal State San Bernardino, still teaching at Citrus College in Glendora and Norco College, part of the RCC system. And I've taught a whole bunch of courses, upper and lower division courses. You can see them there. Okay. So I'm on page five at the bottom, where we have for each of the speeches, I give you about a half a page of description about each of the speeches, what to expect and what I expect. So personal experience speech, and then on page six we have the informative speech, and then halfway on that page is the persuasive speech. So that gives you information on what's expected for those different speeches. And then page seven is a speech evaluation form. And for each of the four speeches, I will use that form to give you a grade. And so you should look at that form as you prepare your speech, because you want to make sure that I can check all those boxes to get the best grade or score that you can. And then the last page is the course calendar. And depending upon which syllabus you look at, the syllabus could be 8 pages or could be, I think, 12 or 13 pages. So, but if there's anything that you need that you don't see there, let me know. But that last page of the syllabus is the course calendar. So those are the dates that we'll be meeting, and those are the dates of the assignments. And then the times we meet will correlate with the times of the course. Okay, so whatever the times the course are. So I know that some of the schools, after you signed up, they then said you don't have to meet at those dates or times, but I'm going to just stick with those dates and times, because if I move to other dates and times, I think that's going to probably affect more people, because I assume that when students decided to pick the class, they probably looked at the dates and times and then kind of built their life around those dates and times. Okay, so there you go. Okay, any questions or concerns, text me or email me. But I'm looking forward to a fantastic fall 2020 semester. And most of you are still in the lockdown, government lockdown situation, which means we probably will not get back on campus until sometime in 2021. I hope the sooner the better. I know some of you love, love, love the Zoom online stuff, and some of you hate, hate, hate the Zoom stuff and the distant learning stuff. Since I am a dinosaur, I miss the human interaction with my peers and also with students. And I think ultimately, learning, especially deep learning, that will last, there has to be a in-person, face-to-face component of it for learning to really last. And I'm open to a hybrid version of meeting sometimes online, Zooming it, and then meeting sometimes in person. So we'll see, that may be how we kind of get back in the winter or spring section. All right, so I look forward to hearing from you all, seeing you, and learning a lot and having a lot of fun, especially in this fall session, where we will either re-elect the current president, which some of you will really not like and some of you will really love, or we will elect a new president, which some of you will really like and some of you will really not like. So it'll be an interesting time, but I'm happy to be a part of it. So I will hopefully see and talk to you soon. This is Professor Tufano out.